And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the program, and we are continuing the countdown. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio with me, and we are about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't made it your way to that website yet, and you've been listening to the show faithfully, we've told you 104 times. So,
No, we've told you 208 times.
Oh, that's right, because we do it twice. So no excuse. If we get to 300 and you haven't gone, I will personally come to you and help you get to the website. But if you want to know what you'll find if you go to the website, Brian will let you know.
First of all, welcome to the program, but where have you been? You missed 308 times. I've really whittled it down. By the 300 times, I'm just going to say, Earshot's National Campus Community Report. Go to their website.
I'm done with this. I'm done. You should know what it is by now.
But it's indeed the National Campus Community Report, published every week at earshot-online.com on Wednesday mornings. And you can find the entire national top 50 there, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 excellent Canadian campus and community radio stations. You'll also find lots of cool specialty charts, reviews, interviews, loads more, tons of stuff. Go get lost for ages. Check it out.
I don't know. That sounds too promising. Get lost for ages.
Because it's so enthralling, you won't know what to do with yourself. You'll forget. You'll lose time, you know?
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying? You get on a website and then all of a sudden 5 hours have gone by.
That's my life with Facebook.
That's what people say.
As unfortunate as it is, you just get looking at things and you pay attention.
All those kids are supposed to be studying.
Yeah. And speaking of Facebook, we're on Facebook and it's facebook.com/earshot20. You can also reach out to us through email. earshot20@gmail.com and on Twitter @earshot20. All are great ways to contact us and get in touch if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist. We want to hear from you and give you a feature on this show, and it's as easy as that. You contact us and we will set up an interview and spin something from your latest release or whatever you happen to be working on. So please reach out to us and we will do that for you. As I mentioned earlier, in this hour of the program, we are going to have the top 10. Plus, Stephen Carlick joins us again, and we are chatting a little bit more. Some festival news in this hour of the program, which is always good because it's that time of year. And now that the sun has decided to grace us with its presence for at least the better part of a month. I don't know what it's like where you are, but it always seems like here in St. John, it's a day of sun, 3 days of rain. A day of sun, 4 days of rain.
It's summer-ish. I mean, I've biked to work. That's a summer activity.
That is.
I sort of started my garden.
Have you barbecued yet?
I mean, I looked
yet?
At it. Yeah, I barbecued once.
Well, there you go.
You've probably barbecued 100 times in the last week.
It's one of my favorite things to do.
That's your favorite thing.
One of my favorite ever. Things.
You had a bonfire. That's summery.
That is. So I guess you could, you can, if you add all of that up.
You just have to plan it in summer. Your activity. Sometimes you might not get to do what you want to do.
That's true.
You know, other people have been golfing. That, I don't know, feels...
That's summer. That is the epitome of
summer. I know some pretty dedicated
summer.
People, so yeah. Maybe it's not that super summery, but
anyway. All right.
Got the summer tunes rocking here.
Oh, well, there's some of these are... Although, I feel like in this... I realize now that some of these selections coming up that I picked, I have a theme with the song titles.
Oh, okay.
Where it goes from God to glory to forgiveness. Oh. And that was not
Anthony,
on purpose.
What have you done wrong? Have you done something wrong this week that you want to
repent my sins for?
The next songs after that are High Note and Beaches.
Yeah,
what's going on? What did you do at a beach?
I don't know. Nothing,
celestial effigy.
Nothing I'm
oh,
allowed
goodness.
To talk about.
There's some serious stuff happening on the radio show today. Psychic trauma. And I'm just giving away all the song titles.
Yeah, you should.
Resurrection drug.
Leave something to the imagination. All right, we'll kick things off, and Brian, I'll let you know what's coming in at number 10.
Here is My God by Kevin Drew at number 10. Down from number 6 this week is his latest on Arts and Crafts called Darlings. At number 9, up from number 13 is Y-Oak with the track from Shriek, their latest record called Glory and Forgiveness by Ott. Their newest is called More Than Any Other Day. It drops just one spot to number 8.
Stick around. There's more on the way on the Earshot 20. It's Kevin Drew, your number 10 spot this week.
Thank you. it's hanging out in the back. He's doing things that he can never take back. It's a condition I attract. It's not a
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Me.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Forgiveness by Ott. They dropped one spot this week from number eight. From number seven to number eight. And their new record's called More Than Any Other on Constellation Records. Number nine up for number 13's Y Oak from Shriek. You heard Glory. And kicking us off this hour was My God by Kevin Drew. His new album is called Darlings. It, of course, comes on Arts and Crafts. And that's number 10 down from number six.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, and we're into the top 10 now of this program. Count them down every week. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we get those charts from earshot-online.com, so you should check out that website. Another great website that you might want to check out is exclaim.ca, and we'll be joined by Stephen Karlick in just a little bit to continue our chat about entertainment news and what's happening out there and some festival news to bring you, so look forward to that. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Possibly making a push for the top spot in a couple of weeks. It is Tokyo Police Club. Pretty popular. They're at number six this week, up from number nine. And their latest is called Force Field. You're going to hear a track called Beaches. But before that, you're going to hear from Adonis Adonis starting off this set at number seven. They rise one spot. Their newest album is called Hard Boiled, Soft Boiled. And here is a track called High Note.
I used to write your name across beaches.
That was Beaches by Tokyo Police Club. Their latest is called Force Field. That's at number 6, up from number 9. And kicking off that set was Adonis Adonis at number 7, up at one spot this week from Hard Boiled, Soft Boiled, a track called High Note.
Countdown continues, and it's hour number 2 of the Earshot 20. Thank you for sticking around with us and making this your choice for this hour. And on the line, we're going to take a break from the charts and catch up again with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. We're talking entertainment news, and we're talking about Kathleen Hanna to kick things off.
Yeah, some sad news from Kathleen Hanna's camp. She's been forced to cancel her The Julie Ruin tour, the band that she's been doing for a while, and is distinct from Julie Ruin, which is her self-titled moniker. So she had a bunch of dates scheduled for the summer, including a slot at Sled Island in Calgary, where she was the guest curator. So that's very sad. She curated the festival herself and won't be able to make it. She has had an ongoing battle with Lyme disease that she sort of kicked recently and was able to go on tour. She had some Canadian dates last year, but apparently there's been a relapse, and she has, quote, been advised by her doctor to start a difficult 3-month course of treatment immediately, and the treatment plan will prevent the performer from traveling. She also had a Canadian appearance scheduled in Vancouver in July, and a bunch of North American dates as well in the U.S. So sad news for anyone who's a fan, but we wish her, obviously, a speedy recovery.
Yes, all the best to her for sure. That's it's tough. It's a tough disease to deal with, but hopefully she comes out on the good side on the other end, and maybe she'll look at booking some more music tours after she deals with that. All right, you've got some festival news for us as well, and we always love festival news because it gives our listeners an opportunity to find out what's going on and how they can plan out their summer, because now that we're getting some sunshine and the weather's nice, I think people will be more inclined to think, oh yeah, maybe I could go out and stand outside and not worry about freezing to death.
Totally. It is that time of year, and I like sort of keeping people up to date, especially on the radio here. But Exclaim is also, we're putting out our annual festival guide this coming Tuesday. That is May the 20th, and so start looking for the new issue with the festival guide inside to plan your summer. For now, Saskatoon has announced the lineup for Moso Fest, which outlines who will be playing the festival in Saskatoon on June 11th through 14th. Lineup highlights include Library Voices, Timber Tambor, We Are the City, Decisive, Humans, Wood Pigeon, Fiverr, and a bunch more. All kinds of great Canadian acts that you'll probably recognize from both Earshot and from Exclaim. So definitely one to check out. Muskoka Sound Music Festival, which is in the Muskoka region in Ontario, Cottage Country, has announced their annual festival lineup, which this year has Shad, Serena Ryder, Mother Mother, Walk Off the Earth, Monster Truck, Yukon Blonde, Paper Lions, and more. That'll happen in Huntsville, Ontario, between September 12th to 14th. So it'll be nice, sort of just beginning to be fall, but still warm. And perhaps the biggest one of this week's announcements is the Ottawa Folk Festival, who's announced their 2014 lineup. And playing that festival will be Neutral Milk Hotel, The National, Foster the People, Lord, Blue Rodeo, Serena Ryder, The War on Drugs, J. Cole, Coeur de Pirate, The Wooden Sky, just a ton. Fred Penner, for those of you who are inclined to sing the sandwich song, as I am. it's another great festival for them. Passes are on sale now. And you can see the full lineup for the festival going September 10th to 14th. You can see that online.
Yeah, some great lineups for all those festivals. And head over to exclaim.ca and check it all out. Lots of great stuff for you there. All right, Stephen, thanks very much, and we'll turn it over to you now to give us your song pick of the week.
I am not a giant metal fan, but every year there are typically 2 or 3 albums that really, really strike my fancy. Last year it was Death Heaven, amongst others. This year, so far, it's Agalloch, who have a new album out called The Serpent and the Sphere, just released this week. It's truly incredible. I urge you all, metal fans or not, to check it out. Really triumphant, sort of quiet and then loud dynamic. Just an exciting album. A single from it is called Celestial Effigy, and they're letting me play it right now on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
Extra.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 5.
While the people stood around instead, we were racing past the walls, outside the bars of innocence, where we could steal it all. While the people stood
This is the Earshot 20. Number 4.
Stop!
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Psychic Trauma by Cloud Nothings at number 4, up from number 5, Here and Nowhere Else is their newest album. Switching spots of them this week from number 4 to number 5 was Pink Mountain Talks from Get Back, their newest album, and a track called 16. And Stephen Karlick from Exclaim's pick this week was Celestial Effigy, a new track from Agalloch's new album.
Agalloch. I like Agalloch. No?
You just like good. Saying that word?
Yeah, that's kind of a fun word to say. I always enjoy it, too, because when you do the lowdown, it's always fun to pick out. I haven't done my name pick in a long time. I'm gonna pay attention to it.
All right. Looking forward to it.
So here it is. We're going to take a break from the charts, and a segment that we'd like to bring you every week gives you kind of a snapshot of what's debuting on the charts below the top 20, and we call this...
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
10 debuts this week below the top 20. 3 years after his last full-length album, East Coast indie rocker John McKeel, who recently moved from Halifax to Sackville, kicks off the lowdown this week with his return with a new self-titled EP at number 50. It's Album Time is the debut album from Norwegian electronic new disco producer and DJ Todd Terrier, coming in at number 48. You might remember him from a few weeks back as one of Stephen Karlick's picks of the week. Cracking the charts at number 46 is Calgary's Ruben in the Dark's debut album, Funeral Sky. At number 41, Rented World is the fourth studio album from Scranton, Pennsylvania punk quartet, The Menzingers. Swedish singer Licky Lee returns at number 39 with her third album of indie pop entitled I Never Learn. At number 38, ongoing compilation series picks, that's PI and 3X's, put together by Unit Structure Sound Recordings, finds itself with the fourth edition aptly titled Pix 4, released in collaboration with Weird Canada to celebrate the launch of Weird Distro a couple weeks ago. This is their most ambitious project yet and gathers 38 unique artists from across Canada. Garage Rock, a collection of lost songs from 1996-1998, is the title and apt description of the new compilation from Danko Jones. It hits the charts at number 36. At number 34, Pink Moth are a Toronto-based pop ensemble, and their new LP, Eclipsed, marks 7 releases under their belt. John Dwyer's The OCs end their short-lived hiatus with the latest collection of psyched-out garage rock from the San Francisco five-piece called Drop at number 31. And last but not least is Off at number 28 with Wasted Years, the third album from the hardcore punk supergroup, fronted by Black Flag Circle Jerk singer Keith Morris.
Okay, so
feel like that was the thing they used to do album, on TV or show something rip a throw crumple up the I'm gonna do that from now on.
I think you get crumple more of up this. The paper and throw you hear, it. You hear, and that's when they're like tapping the paper. But album name, it's Album Time. Of course, great album name.
Yes.
Artist Licky Lee. That's just I love it. And then
big fan. She's been on the charts many times, and yeah, their other. Albums and
I enjoy some later
on the show, so probably wouldn't be too surprised to hear hit the top 20.
Yeah, you think?
Maybe.
Making that call?
Maybe.
You're calling it in right now?
No, I think I'm being pretty hesitant about it, really.
All right, three more
cautiously
tracks.
Cautiously optimistic.
Well, that's good. At least you're being conservative. Three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another countdown complete. So without further ado, turn it over to Brian. He's going to let you know what's coming in at number 3.
All right, at number 3 this week, Timber Tambor drops one spot and switches spot with the number 2 artist. Their lace is called Hot Dreams. Here's a track called Resurrection Drive Part 2. Stay tuned. We're going to have your top 2 coming up following that.
Thank you.
Tony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Right in front of my eyes. Hell of a story. or is it boring? Can't claim to care, never been reluctant to share. Has enough pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all I've seen that can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me. Passing my life, living it out with her side. Listening closely, hearing mostly. Can't shake concern, seems that every time that I turn, I'm passing on pieces of me. Don't you know nothing comes free? What mom don't know has taken its toll on me. It's all I've seen that can't be wiped clean. It's hard to believe what it's made of me.
It's the Earshot 20.
Kicking around to the top spot again this week, few weeks running. It's Mac DeMarco, his latest album, Salad Days, and a track called Passing Out Pieces. Who can steal the top spot from Mac DeMarco? Maybe we'll find out next week. Maybe we won't. At number two, up for number three, it's Chad Van Galen, Shrink Dust. I think he might do it, but I said that the week before and I was wrong. So here's a track called Frozen Paradise. And before that, Timber Tamber, Switching Spots to Chad, is their latest, Hot Dreams, at number three, down from number two, and Resurrection Drive, part two. And that brings us to close on the top 20.
You talk about him like you know him. Eh, you switch spots with Chad, you know, no big deal.
My pal. Big right. Fan.
If, you, if you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, and counting down the top 20 albums every week from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emden, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we do this, as I said, every week. We record and broadcast live out of local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, the campus and community radio station here, every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can also listen to this program online at radio4all.net. That's radio number 4all.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in, and join us next week for a brand new countdown. There's lots more great programming, though, on the way on this station, so stay tuned. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.